You're listening to All Around Rotary Podcast, Episode 2 for the Rotary Year 2023-2024. This episode runs about 10 minutes.
Fellow Rotarians and friends, we're visiting today on All Around Rotary Podcast with the Rotary Club of Des Moines president, Becky Greenwald. And we're visiting with Becky because she and her board of directors have come up with a very exciting new social activity that's coming up on September 14th. And they have appropriately named it Thank Fall. So welcome, Becky, and we're so excited to learn more about this new social interaction event for our Rotarians.
Hi, Sean. Great to be with you today.
Thank you. So where did this idea come from, and what do we hope to accomplish in making this opportunity available?
Do you know the way to San Jose? Because that's where the idea came from. I'll spare you. I'll let Dionne Warwick do the singing.
Oh, but okay.
Last year, as incoming president of a large club, I was had the opportunity to attend the large conferences that they have each year. And last fall, it was in San Jose, California. So one of the highlights of the 3 days we were there is that they were having their annual fall festive event and invited all of us to attend. And they have a beautiful grounds. Actually, they own the area in a historic area of San Jose. They've got a historic home that's their headquarters. And they just put on a great spread and feed and friendship, and had the opportunity to meet their club members. And they were inviting their prospective club members and anyone that wanted to join to just have a good evening of fun and fellowship with the San Jose Rotary Club. And it was so much fun. We thought, we don't do anything in the fall that's a party like, why don't we work to replicate that here in the Rotary Club of Des Moines?
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. And while our club doesn't have its own playground, so to speak, and it doesn't own a historic home, we have just as beautiful facilities out at Jester Park, right? And that's where this is going to be held.
This is a beautiful natural facility. Jester Park is a Polk County. It's an Iowa gem. And there's a beautiful nature center there. And we're going to be in the back in the patio. It's a great space, outlooking beautiful natural prairie. And it just couldn't be a better place for a good old fashioned barbecue party, Rotary style.
And boy, barbecue sounds like the whole attract, maybe one of the main attractions of attending, right?
Yes, I'll tell you what, there's a place in Luther, Iowa called Whatcha Smokin', and they have quite the reputation. And now that they were at the fair, people know about their Iowa Twinkies, but they are a great barbecue place, Texas style barbecue, and we'll have barbecue there with all the fixins. We'll have beer and wine by special permission at Jester Park and soft drinks, and then we'll even have some music entertainment.
Oh, fantastic. So aside from all this wonderful activity to socially interact with fellow Rotarians and enjoy some good barbecue, one of the other things that I'm excited about is meeting more of our more recent members to the Rotary Club of Des Moines.
Yes, and this is what was so beautiful with the Rotary Club of San Jose. They had their new members actually serving the food to the
people.
Yes, but we decided we're going to turn that around, and we're going to have our board members serving our Rotarian members.
Fantastic.
And then have an opportunity to meet our newer members, because we've had several people come on board since COVID started, and we just need to get to know one another and have a chance to just have fun and socialize a little bit in a beautiful Iowa setting.
Yeah. And, you know, that it's so important, especially as you have mentioned, having a larger club like ours. Sometimes it's just hard to get around and meet some of the new friends that are joining us. And what I like about this, it's not in a formal meeting situation. It's simply a social opportunity. And sometimes that's where you have the best conversations and have an enjoyable time as well.
Yes. It's just a great opportunity. And plus, we know the food's going to be great. The conversation is going to be wonderful. And even if the weather isn't cooperative, which we're planning on it being a beautiful September day, if that's, we can slide right into the conference center that they have at Jester Park. So I think we have the bases covered. Now we just need to get our members there and encourage them to bring their guest or guests and prospective members or anyone they think would be interested in spending an evening with Rotarians with the Rotary Club of Des Moines.
So aside from the introductions of our new members, there's not going to be any big, heavy duty, traditional ring the bell Rotary meeting, is there?
No. This is just a fun time together. I ring the bell enough on Thursdays, which is fun, by the way. But we will not have a noon Thursday meeting on the 14th. And we will have this event that evening. And it's just a social time to get together, hear some nice music. And again, like you said, I have a chance to meet some of our newer members and get to know one another.
You know, the thing I like about this is it's in the fall. I know our club has had other opportunities in like February. We've done the February fling. But this is rather unique, and it's an opportunity to get outside of our normal meeting times in downtown Des Moines and get out to, like you're saying, enjoy and explore an Iowa treasure with at Jester Park. So friends, we've been visiting with Becky Greenwald. Becky is president of Club 27, the Rotary Club of Des Moines, and we've been visiting about a new event, a new social event that's coming up on Thursday, September 14th at Jester Park, where we're welcoming fellow Rotarians and their guests and prospective members, but also an opportunity to meet the friends that have recently joined us as well. So, Becky, in closing, is there anything else that you'd like to be sure that we know about this spectacular event that's coming up?
Well, I want you to know that two of our members have stepped up as helping sponsor this event. And Newman Brothers are our overall sponsor to help make this a wonderful event with great food and beverage. And then also MDS Records Management is going to be sponsoring our music.
So, fantastic. Fantastic.
Yes. So we're looking forward to just a really wonderful evening.
Oh, that's great. Well, certainly thanks to our friends at Newman and our friends at MDS. And, you know, friends, we'll certainly be talking about this at upcoming Rotary meetings, right?
Right. That's and right. And
we'll have opportunities to sign up either there on the table or online. Am I tracking correctly? Okay. That's correct. Great.
And you'll be getting an email very shortly from Kitty, most likely this week. Very soon.
And most likely you'll get an email from Sean promoting All Around Rotary.
That's right, Sean. And thank you so much for making these podcasts available to me to share information with our members. We appreciate it.
You are most welcome. Friends, again, we've been visiting with Becky Greenwald, president of the Rotary Club of Des Moines, Club 27, and all of Rotary Dumb, as I like to say. So we hope to see all of you at our new Thank Fall event on Thursday, September 14th. And until then, I hope to see all of you around Rotary.
that never were, are parking cars and pumping gas. You can really